My very favorite passages in all of Proverbs, and one of my very favorite passages of Scripture. The question is, how do you face the future? Where do you begin? Your journey to this point has been kind of predictable. You knew what grade came next. You knew where you were supposed to be and what you were supposed to do and who you were going to be around. You had parents and teachers and folks here at church and all kinds of people around you helping you kind of make plans as you moved forward in your life. But soon you're going to be entering a wider world. And you're going to have a lot of decisions about who you're going to be and what you're going to do. And there are going to be some times in that first semester when you're going to feel awfully alone. And you're going to think, boy, I wish I could just go back to that predictable place that I thought I couldn't wait to get away from. It's going to be a challenging time, but it's going to be a growing time. It may feel like everybody gave you a hug and a gift and told you good luck, you're on your own, and then you were. It's exciting and frightening and a little confusing. So you need a guide to help you into the future. And God provides exactly that in His Word. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your paths. So I want to take some time, and I'm going to be talking to Annie, but I'm really talking to all of us, because what that passage has to say is something that all of us need as we move forward in our lifetime. Okay? So let's walk through it. The first word is trust. Trust. That's an interesting word in Hebrew. You know what it means? It means lean your whole weight on. When the Bible says trust in the Lord, it is talking about put all your weight in one place and put it on the Lord. It means that when everything is on the line, this is what you choose to depend upon completely. Sometimes you think there are a lot of people and a lot of things you can trust. And in your lifetime, there are those folks and you think, well, I'll trust this person. I'll trust that person. Some of them have earned your trust. Some of them have let you down. But when you think about complete dependence, you realize there are only a few people you absolutely trust. Your parents, your family, a few really close friends, some adults that you have depended on all your life long. And you start asking yourself the question, so who do I really trust? And you may come up with just a handful of names that you say, you know, if it came down to it and everything depended on it, these are the people I would trust. Over the next few years, you're going to have to decide just what you're willing to put all the weight of your life upon. And there will be a lot of things trying to earn your trust and get your attention. There will be those who tell you you should trust pleasure. Oh, you're at a good time in your life. Just do what you want to do. Live like you please. Drugs and alcohol and sex outside of God's plan and so many other things that people will be thrusting toward you and saying, this is what you choose. This is where pleasure comes from. This is what you can depend upon. This is what you trust. They'll tell you that life is a party and you should live it up. Some people will say, no, don't do that. Trust achievement. You bear down and you do everything you can and you study as hard as you can. You get the highest grades. You aim for the most honors. You set your sights on the best job. You go out and grab hold of everything you want because you can achieve the things you can really trust. And some people are going to call on you and say, no, 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 no. Trust acquisition. Trust those things you can have and hold. You know that old saying people say, he who dies with the most toys wins? A lot of people feel that way. If you can just have enough stuff, if you can have the most stylish clothes, the greatest vacations, the biggest home, the car everybody is jealous of, if you can have those things, you can trust them and you can hold them and they'll be real in your heart. And some people will tell you the only person you can trust is yourself. Don't listen to anybody else. Don't pay attention to any other voice in your life. Don't let anyone or anything get between you and what you want. But here's the problem with all of those things. It's not that all of them are wrong. Some of them are. But some of them are good things. Some of them have real value. Some of them can add a lot to your life. Here's the problem. None of those things, not pleasure, not achievement, not an acquisition, not yourself, none of those things can bear the whole weight of your life. If you decide, I'm going to lean on any of those things and they'll see me through, you're going to be disappointed somewhere down the road. You'll come to a place in your life where they can't hold you up. So what do you do? Well, the Bible tells us you trust in the Lord. That's why Proverbs commands you to trust Him with all your heart, because He's the only one who can carry the whole weight. He is the only one who is completely trustworthy. Annie, this is what I want you to remember. He will always be there for you in good times and in bad times. He will always give you the right direction when you need Him to lead you. He will consistently fulfill all of His promises and all of the things He said to you in His Word. He is the only one who will never fail you. And here's the best thing. And you can trust in the Lord because you have a personal relationship with Jesus. What I said to the children a little while ago is so true. He's written your name on His hand. He knows who you are. When you came to trust Him, it was a personal decision. And you have walked with Him in a personal way. And He's not going anywhere as you move forward into your life. He will always be there for you. You can trust Him. You can know He loves you and He wants the best for you and He's committed to you. There'll be some times in the year ahead when you may feel confused. Times when you're not sure where to go next. Times when you're not sure what the best thing to do is. In those times, put the weight of your life on the Lord and trust in Him. And Proverbs goes on and it says something else really important. It says, and don't lean on your own understanding. Don't think that you have to have it all figured out all the time. Does that mean that you shouldn't learn or plan or have goals and dreams for your life? No, what it does mean is this. Believe that God has a special plan for your life and He will reveal it to you at just the right time. There have been so many times in my life when I wasn't sure where to go or where to turn or what decision to make. And one of the things I have learned, Annie, over the years is, and when you reach one of those points, stand still and ask God what to do. Stand still and trust Him to lead you. The Lord has a special purpose for you. You will write your own special and unique page in history. Nobody has ever been you before. Nobody will ever be you again. This is all about God's plan for you. It is His story for you. And it's so important as you make your plans and dream your dreams that you seek His guidance every step of the way. As you follow His leadership, you're going to discover fulfillment and joy that's going to be missing if you try to handle it all by yourself, if you lean on your own understanding. Instead, when you don't understand why things happen sometimes, remember that He thinks you're something special, and He wants to do special things for you and through you. In those times when you go away to college and all of a sudden you feel like I'm the only one I know here and nobody knows me and how am I going to meet people and I'm all alone. Remember this, you are never, ever alone. You have a God who will guide you. You have a church who loves you. You have a family who leads you. And the Lord's going to show you the way. You lean on Him and not on yourself. And then the third thing the Bible says is remember to acknowledge Him in all your ways. Let me be honest. I've never really liked this part of the passage. In all your ways, acknowledge him. To acknowledge seems so formal. Seems so impersonal. It's like giving someone a gift and you get a thank you card in return and it says, thank you so much for the blank. It really means a lot to me, and all they've done is fill in the name. You know what I mean? You're in the middle of writing thank you cards, aren't you? I don't want that personal relationship with God, that impersonal relationship with God. It's like, know who he is, but don't get too close. But then I discovered what this passage really means. It means, in all your ways, know him. In all your ways, know him. Not know about him, or not believe he is there, or not believe that he is distantly interested. At times like this, you need to know him. A lot of people have a big question at this point in life, and it's, what is God's will for my life? Where do I go from here? What am I supposed to do next? And all of us who have reached those turning points in our lives remember praying that kind of prayer. What is God's will for me? Never forget that the answer won't come as a map and it won't come as a set of instructions. The answer will come in a relationship. The answer will come as God loves and guides you. He may not show you the next 10 steps down the road, but he will tell you this, I'm there. And in all your ways, know me. When Jesus was teaching his disciples, he didn't sit down with them and explain everything he was doing and why it was happening and why he was acting the way he was. Instead, he called out to them. And you know what he said? He said, follow me. Follow me. And those fishermen laid down their nets, and Matthew got up from his work, and the rest of them followed Jesus. He never once said, now you follow me, and for the next few years, this is what's going to happen. Every day was an adventure. What he did say was, you follow me, and I will lead you. And that's his call to you. Follow me. The best investment you can make in your future is not found in going to the right school or choosing the right major or joining the right groups or doing the right things to get ahead. The best investment you can make will be your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And the better you know him, the more you'll understand what he wants you to do. And the more you'll understand what he's telling you. What am I saying? In all your ways, know him. I don't know what the next few years are going to bring for you. I really don't. I know there's going to be some things you expected and some things that you never saw coming. There are going to be some great joys and some wonderful opportunities. What I do know is this. If in those years to come, you make sure that your relationship with Jesus is the most important thing in your life, then everything else will take care of itself. You just stay close to him. And then the Bible finally says this. It says, and he will direct your path. He will make your path straight. He'll lead you. He'll empower you. He'll protect you. He'll challenge you. He'll fulfill you. Annie, I don't know where your future may lead. I don't know where you'll spend your adult life, but I do know this. If you place that relationship first, you will never regret what the future brings. It will be exactly what God wanted it to be. So, Annie, you've had your last test as a high schooler. You've had a lot of last opportunities, and today is the last sermon I will preach to you. Before I preach to you, this is what I like to say to graduates, all right? So the next time I preach to you, you're going to be one of us. So what I want to say to you the last time I preach to you before you graduate, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on him with everything. He will guide you and direct you. He'll never let you down. We are so proud of you. And we love you. And the folks in this church, so many of them got to watch you grow up. And we're excited about what God has planned. God bless you. Today has not been a typical sermon, but there may be folks here who had decisions they need to make. Maybe you walked in here without a relationship with Jesus. You don't need to leave without knowing that He loves you. He knows your name. He knows what's going on in your life. And if He's not your Savior, today is the day you can trust Him. In a minute, we'll sing an invitation hymn, and it'll be your chance. And I'll be here at the front, and Dr. Hutchins will be here at the front, and we'll be glad to greet you and help you come to know Jesus. Or maybe God's calling you to be part of First Baptist Church, and you know this is where He wants you to be. Maybe there's another decision. Do you need to come this morning? We're going to stand. We're just going to sing our invitation hymn. If God's speaking to you, you come. Let's stand together.
Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.